The Justice Department is defending itself against additional criticism of the U.S. Patriot Act. The same day it was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union over portions of the act, the Justice Department held a public forum in Detroit to debunk what it calls myths surrounding the law. The forum may not have changed many people's minds, but it gave them an opportunity to criticize the act's perceived erosion of civil rights. Tracy Samilton of Michigan Radio reports.
About 200 people showed up at a Wayne State University Law School auditorium to hear a panel led by U.S. District Attorney Jeffrey Collins. Collins has led similar forums in an attempt to win the trust of Arab Americans after 9/11. As if presenting to a jury, Collins tells audience members that the presentation will show that the U.S. Patriot Act strikes the right balance between protecting civil rights and giving the government the modern tools it needs to fight terrorism.
You will see that justice is elastic enough to protect national security and preserve civil liberties. We do both. Why? Because we value both.
Collins proceeds to argue the case for the U.S. Patriot Act, especially Section 215, the portion of the act being challenged by the ACLU lawsuit. That section permits the FBI to ask for a judge's order permitting it to obtain materials like books, records, and lists without notifying the person to whom the materials relate while conducting an international terrorism investigation. Collins says there are checks and balances that will prevent the FBI from abusing the power. But after the forum is opened for questions, Michigan ACLU President Carrie Moss says she thinks Section 215 endangers privacy and free speech rights.
And it is very clear that all the FBI needs to do to get a Section 215 warrant is specify that the information is, quote unquote, sought for an ongoing investigation.
Next, librarian Pat Oliver says she's worried about subsection D of Section 215, which forbids anyone from telling another that the FBI asked for records.
What is my penalty if I speak out after the issue to ACLU, American Library Association, to anyone, because it says, thou shalt not, or words to that effect? And am I going to hell, or am I going to jail, or what's going to happen to me if I speak out?
The question stumps the panel. They'll have to get back to her on that one. Despite repeated assurances about checks and balances, there's a distinct theme to many of the questions: the fear that the Patriot Act will catch innocent people in the search for information that could lead to terrorists. Afterwards, most people like Sharon Muir say they understand the Patriot Act a little better.
I really don't feel any safer today by virtue of having had the Patriot Act explained to me. It seems to me that what they justified was there was a set of poor laws to begin with, and now they've expanded a set of poor laws. So I don't feel safer.
U.S. District Attorney Jeffrey Collins has a more positive view. He says it would be easier to ignore the public's concerns about the Patriot Act than to continue to hold bruising forums like this. But he believes it's the only way to convince the public that the act is not a threat to their civil rights. Justice Department officials had hoped city council members, such as Ann Arbor's, which recently approved an anti-Patriot Act resolution, would come and change their minds. But none came. The Justice Department says other forums explaining the Patriot Act may be held in other regions of the country. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.